Monday, December 3rd, 54321. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The Trump-Xi summit is being spun as highly successful by both sides. We hope that is true. Remember, they spun the framework agreement reached with the European Union as a major win, and that they would buy so many U.S. soybeans that farmers would love Trump, and that was total BS. It started a pause from which we are no closer to a trade agreement with Europe than we were before. The EU and U.S. have not even agreed whether agriculture is to be included in further negotiations. I expect that this time there is more to it, but we will see. Both Trump and Xi blinked. Both knew that if they did not rein in where this trade war was going, that a global financial catastrophe was in the offing. I do not believe that there was a single disputed issue between the U.S. and China that was resolved at this meeting. The serious negotiating and deal-making is yet to come. The core agreement was that they would stop beating on each other until March 1, 2009, and use the interim time to attempt to make progress negotiating a larger comprehensive agreement. Trump does have the bigger hammer. They are still working on what a framework for an agreement looks like. Trump agreed to hold off on increasing the 10% tariff to 25% as threatened, and any additional tariffs for 90 days after January 1st. In return, the U.S. statement says that China will buy substantive farm, energy, industrial, and other products to reduce the trade deficit, and Trump also has said that China drops its tariff on U.S. autos. As noted, most companies will endure a 10% tariff and maintain their business plan, treating it like a tax that they hope will go away. 25%, however, is too much. Supply chains blow up, and the impact on cost of production forces some permanent disruptions. So, from the U.S. perspective, nothing changes from the current status quo while they negotiate, with progress measured by March 1st, as to whether enough progress has been made that the truce on tariffs is extended. It is unlikely that they can resolve all their issues in that time and that further drama will be avoided. The U.S. statement suggests that China will buy soybeans, pork, ethanol, DDGs, liquefied natural gas, enough stuff to make Trump happy and can claim as a victory. The official Chinese statement, however, was much vaguer on commodity purchases. They said that they would buy more U.S. goods, but did not promise to immediately restart buying ag products, nor was there any identification of what or the quantity of what they'll buy in their statement. Again, these differences are similar to how they spun the European Union agreement, and in that case, the way Trump initially described the agreement was not what happened. What this truce means is yet to be seen. It is not enough to stop slowing economic growth. Rabobank's Asian market official says of the summit, "I will eat my hat if this means anything substantive. Neither side is fully ready for the war, but neither side will budge." You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The U.S. and China's trade truce statements are quite different from one another. Trump has been making claims that China will buy enormous amounts of ag products, exclaiming, "I love farmers." The Chinese make no mention of the claims made by Trump about what would be purchased in their statement, as well as Trump's claim that they would reduce or eliminate tariffs on U.S. autos. We hope that this time is different, but after the European Union-U.S. trade deal, Trump made similar claims about opening up the EU ag market and that they would buy more products from the United States, again telling how he had won a major victory for U.S. farmers, and that turned out to be absolute bunk. The European Union did not even concede that they had discussed ag or that they would in future talks. The two perspectives of their deal could not have been more opposite. Time has proven that the EU view of that deal was the more accurate. The only opening of the European Union ag market being discussed is a larger quota for U.S. hormone-free beef, which is insulting. This time we need to assume that there is something to Trump's claim that China will buy U.S. ag products, but these purchases are unlikely to come from their commercial companies, but by the Beijing government. Their commercial companies would rather buy a break in Brazil's soybean market. There's no normalization of trade here. Ag markets will need confirmation that Trump is not talking out of his ear like the last time. They want to see China do what Trump says that they will. The U.S. has a projected 955 million bushel soybean carryover, and the trade was looking at a sharp reduction in 2019 soybean acreage to avoid the carryover growing larger. China claims to have adequate stocks, and South America is near finishing planting what is likely another record soybean crop. The soybeans that China does buy from us are likely to go into reserve in case this cooling off period ends in 90 days. There will be great commercial risk on both sides to manage through this continued uncertainty. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call us at 712-227-1110.